This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Peyton has a thumbs down going with his fist pump. Who says the Dallas Cowboys are going to be sleeping today? NFL trade deadline and election day. We made the third move of the day. The Detroit Lions get Za'Darius Smith. We had a running back, Khalil Herbert, go from Chicago to Cincinnati. And Jerry Jones told us, this is why you got a Tolo, turn it on, leave it on. He said, we're making a move for a wide receiver. Then the breaking news hits that it is Jonathan Mingo from the Carolina Panthers. Who is he? Second round pick out of Ole Miss. The stats last year, 15 games played, 43 catches, 418 yards, no touchdowns. This year, 9 games played, 12 catches, 0 touchdowns. RJ Choppy and Tolos, how are you reacting?
Well, I was like, okay, you know, this is
an upside play.
Guess I should include, I'm sorry, the number one headline from this, not making a lot of Cowboy fans happy, including Peyton Russell's thumbs down. The Cowboys gave up a fourth rounder to do it.
Yeah, but they got a seventh back, Sean, too. Okay, so you got to put that in the win column. Listen, he has won five in his last four games. He has five targets.
Corey Majors just walked by shaking his head.
He has five targets in the last four games. How many yards does he have on those five targets? He does have a catch.
It was a 60-yarder.
Got 1 yard. In the last four games.
Hey, man.
Receiving. Now,
bums.
Bryce Young.
Bums throwing.
Andy Dalton.
In Carolina. I'm trying to get a read on Bobby. Bassett came in here laughing. Corey Majors is shaking his head. Bobby looks semi-angry. I can't tell. Exasperated. But we need your emotion and the scouting report from doing the homework on Jonathan Mingo.
He doesn't separate. Like
neither is anybody else in this team, so it's perfect.
Dude, a fourth rounder?
Yeah, that's kind of the problem.
A fourth rounder?
A fourth.
That hurts.
They've given up a fourth rounder last 2 years on Trey Lance and Jonathan Mingo.
And Mingo was fine. Like Mingo a year ago in the fourth round would have been considered good value. But, I mean, it's just he is a big physical. The testing numbers are really impressive. Like he's a guy who he's very explosive. He's big bodied. He's like 6'2", 225. He's a big guy.
It's like Dr. Dre.
But he doesn't get a lot of separation. He's a good route runner. He's an attention to detail guy. You can tell by the way that he runs his routes. It's not like he's lazy and he just goes out there and tries to big body catch it. But even with that work and some of the athletic testing and things like that, he doesn't get like super open. Everything's contested, and everything on his tape at Ole Miss was contested. And so I haven't watched him in Carolina, but it feels a lot like, okay, if that was the guy that I saw on tape and now Carolina's trading him a year and a half later, that tells me he probably was having trouble winning consistently, and Bryce Young wasn't succeeding throwing in contested windows.
Need total reaction. We're reaching out to people in Carolina, Panther insiders, to see what his deal is, why he may be dealt. Jerry Jones also saying with us at 8:30 that it looks like IR for Dak Prescott. CeeDee Lamb, did we say, are we saying probable to play?
Jerry sounded like he thinks CeeDee's going. And so that.
And Parsons?
Parsons is obviously a little more, they're going to see how the week goes, but that one is one where I think they're leaning towards he's going to be available.
All in, baby. All in.
I mean, this is, you're making a trade at a position of need and giving up a fourth round pick.
Yep.
So
it's an all in move, baby. What is he better than Tolbert?
What? Well, Otolo just asked, is this an indictment? Chill Clinton said, is this an indictment on Tolbert?
Yeah, sure. I mean, partially it's an indictment on a lot of things, but this is, if there's one thing we've seen, it's that Jerry consistently will give up capital for receivers. That's what he'll do. He's done it all the way back to Joey Galloway, Roy Williams, Amari Cooper, and now Jonathan Mingo. And so,
what round pick would you have been fine over? And your frustration and anger level that it's a fourth is what? Are you at an 8, 9, or a 10 frustration level that it's a fourth?
I'm at a,
like, that's a running back. There's a running back. Yeah. Not according to Broadus and Chiafalo.
Last year, I mean, they could have gotten five running backs.
Broadus and Zach. Round. Sorry, my joke got messed up.
No, but last year they could have gotten five. They could have used there was five running backs in the fourth round that they could have had this year with that Trey Lance pick.
In the first five picks after their Trey Lance pick, Ray Davis got picked by Buffalo, Bucky Irvin got picked by Tampa Bay, and Isaac Garendo got picked by the 49ers. That's what you've set yourself up for. I just think it's a, you need
they bought
capital. You need capital. You don't need players. You don't need another person to put in here and make for another awkward fit. That's what we're setting up for.
He's so stubborn.
He's so dug in.
I'm surrounded by a lot of stubborn people in my life. I thought that I was like one or two on the list. Bobby blew that away. My father is stubborn as hell. I'm stubborn as hell. But Jerry, he destroys everyone. It's not even close. It's like, we are not taking... another follow-up question is going to have to be, like, when is the last time they've ever come close to selling anything? That was his big... That was his headline election statement today. We are not selling. That was his MAGA. That was his we are not going back. That was his slogan. That was his trade deadline slogan. We are not selling. And everyone in the world, every Cowboy fan, every media member who was right about this year... We're not often right that much, but everyone was right about this year. Said sell, don't buy, and a fourth rounder was given up in the process on the same day that your quarterback may be going to IR. At least he's under contract for a few more years, right?
This guy will be cheap talent for a couple years, but I mean
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but no. Oh, I thought you meant Dak is under contract.
Mingo,
yeah. But like, and that's great. But
we got a Panthers insider getting ready to hop on in 3 minutes, by the way. We'll give you the scouting report, Bobby.
It's just so unnecessary. It was just unnecessary.
Pointless.
Yes.
Isn't it pointless unless Mingo like balls out next year?
Yeah, unless they had him as like a top 15 graded player in the draft and they're like, oh my God, we're going to get this guy for fourth. Absolutely.
Aaron Schatz, who was Football Outsiders, created DVOA. They've got another measure that they've used in recent years, DYAR, which is defense adjusted yards above replacement. And it's another efficiency stat that they feel like they've perfected. He just tweeted a few minutes ago. He said, I know that my wide receiver stats are not divorced from quarterback play, but last year Mingo had the second lowest receiving DYAR ever in a season ever. This year he has 12 receptions. How on earth is this worth a fourth round pick?
Wow. Cowboys cap space next year with Dak and Lamb. Now the projected cap is $273 million. They are at $126 million between the two. Let me repeat that. Over 50% of next year's cap, 90 of it goes to Dak, 35.5 goes to Lamb, and you are going to have to pay Parsons as well. Look, there it is. Should Cowboys tank the rest of the season, so they got all the headlines up. And the breaking news, presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today, is that the Dallas Cowboys trade a fourth-round pick and get wide receiver Jonathan Mingo. I didn't even know there was another Mingo in the league.
I didn't either. Are they related?
Besides Barkevious and all your fantasy teams. Bobby.
I don't know.
This is worth it just for Bobby's gut punching here. He looks sick. He looks physically ill. They did a now move to help your offense. Who else in the building talked him into it? Who else in the building signed off? Because I don't want to just throw Jerry under the bus by himself. Who else suggested? Who else said, no, I like him. Let's go and get it. Well, we know this guy's name very, very well. He is a Carolina Panthers insider for ESPN, David Newton, joining us on 105.3 The Fan, your home of America's team. David, thank you so much. On very, very short notice, what is your instant reaction to this trade?
Yeah, the Panthers haven't won a lot of games in the last 6.5 years, but I thought this was a win for them. I mean, Jonathan Mingo was not a plan in their plans for the future. I mean, second-round pick last year, but his success rate on catches was dismal. Pretty much the same this year. I mean, even with Deontay Johnson being traded away, Adam Thielen not playing because of the hamstring injury, he's still behind their first-round pick this year, Xavier Legette. Undrafted rookie they've got that they really like a lot, Jalen Coker and David Moore, 2017 seventh-round pick. So, I mean, he just really never fit into the system that Dave Canales had. He was somewhat of a fit last year, but not enough where they were going to move forward with him. So I thought what they got from the Cowboys for them was probably just what they needed, and actually more than they got for Deontay Johnson in a lot of ways.
David, what can you tell us about his game and the type of person or teammate he is?
No, he's a good teammate. His game is, he's a physical guy. I would say there are times when he struggles catching the ball, which is not what you want from a wide receiver. And, I don't think it was anything to do with personality or a bad fit from that side of it, a locker room fit, anything like that. I think he was good there. It's just he just really didn't fit in the system, and he really wasn't a guy that was like the crisp route runner, the kind of guy they wanted to move forward with. The fact that, you know, the rookie, undrafted rookie, Jalen Coker had moved ahead of him, that was a telling sign.
Talking with Panthers reporter David Newton here in the wake of the Cowboys acquiring Jonathan Mingo for a fourth-round pick. Okay, David, so you mentioned that he just was not a scheme fit for what Dave Canales was trying to do. What kind of a system or what kind of aspects of his game do you think, or is his scheme, does he really need to have to really fit in? Is it he's a possession-type receiver? What has he shown there in Carolina that you'd say this would be a good fit if he found somewhere like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's he is a possession type receiver. I mean, I guess the most concerning thing for me, though, is just that if you look at his catch rate, I mean, he's just not been consistent with that. I mean, he was last year, he had 43 catches on 85 targets. So, I mean, and this year he was 12 catches on 26 targets. So that's, you know, less than half, 50% of his targets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
He's caught. So, and maybe some of that has to do with the fact that they've had poor quarterback play over the last 2 years too. I'm not saying it's the only reason, but when Andy Dalton came in and was actually much better for them before the thumb injury that sidelined him, he still wasn't really involved in the system. And when the injuries happened to, you know, Thielen and then they traded Deontay Johnson, he still really wasn't involved with the system. So it just, I don't know if it, maybe it's not as much system as it's just he's got to become a better player, a better overall player. I think one of the things that the Panthers like about Jalen Coker, that undrafted rookie I was telling you about, is that he seems strong fundamentally in all the little things it takes to be a solid receiver. I don't think Jonathan Mingo, I'm not saying he won't get there. I think he does have that potential. I mean, you look at what he did in college, it was pretty good stuff. So, I think he's more of a developmental type player, to be honest.
Yeah, because you mentioned the quarterbacks. How many of these targets were actually on target? Like, is that, if you had to guess a percent, are we talking like less than half?
That's a good point, but I don't know the exact number on that, but he's now stepping in a situation at Dallas where he's not got your starting quarterback for a while, it looks like. So, he may be accustomed to that.
And David, just initial reaction, Twitter feedback. It seems like Panther fans are pretty happy about this, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, look, you get a fourth-round pick. I know you gave up the player and a seventh-round pick, but a fourth-round, you moved up in the draft for that. And I just think it's for them and where they were going and what they need, it was a win-win for them all around.
David, you're the man for joining us on Zero Notice. Thank you so much with the breaking news right here on 105 Through the Fan, and enjoy the rest of the season. Thank you again.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good day.
David Newton, Panthers insider. Good pull, Pepe. Quick communication. Nice job by you on the D&M Leasing Hotline. You want to take any phone calls, maybe? I mean, if you want to. 877-881-1053.
You all right?
Poor Bobby. I mean, what else can you do? I can't look. Bobby's
so excited.
Bobby's
about the draft.
Physically ill. You were.
I was.
Until these picks start being given.
I can't wait for them to get a top five pick, and then Bill Belichick comes in here, trades back to the early 20s for a effing fifth rounder. So we got to get that pick back, and then he picks a Michigan tight end again at 22.
Let's see if anyone wants to call and vent a rant. 877-881-1053. We'll do that. Who are you worried about amongst your friends if their election day does not go right? And reaction from KMC. We continue on Sean and RJ. I got to hear from some Tolos. I just have to. I just can't sit here and laugh over Bobby's misery for the next 40 minutes. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece at 9:40. In case you're just tuning in, Jerry Jones joined us at 8:30, said Dak Prescott probably going to IR, and then he told us they were acquiring a receiver through trade. As soon as we hung up the phone, the media outlets had it. Panther, second round wide receiver Jonathan Mingo. He's played 2 years, second round pick out of Ole Miss. And we just had David Newton on from Carolina. And here are the reactions from Carolina and around the country. Carolina feels like they got one over on us. Cowboys gave up a fourth round pick, by the way, in case I didn't already mention that.
You did. Thanks.
They got a fifth for Amari. That's cool.
Cowboy Nation is up in arms, destroying the Cowboys front office for this. People are pissed. All right, so they're kind of like, whoa, our Panther front office pulled this off? That's the GM reaction there. Jane Slater. I asked the general manager of another team his thoughts on the Cowboys trading for Mingo. The thoughts were something like talented, a little raw, compass too much, like way too much. Basically a net fifth. Probably is most like Tolbert or one of the guys there. The GM goes on to say, just my opinion, not a bad player, but to include a fourth is rich. Other Tolos are comparing this to DeAndre Hopkins. Why didn't you just trade for D-Hop, who went for a fifth? The Ravens got Deontay Johnson for a fifth. The Jets gave up a fourth for Devontae. Now, some of those are conditional, but D-Hop scores two last night. Maybe the Cowboys want more of a long-term future. They're looking at a younger player versus someone who is near the end. But the Cowboys gave up more for Jonathan Mingo than the Chiefs for DeAndre Hopkins. And then RJ Ochoa, mentioning what RJ Choppy just did. This will shock no one, but the Cowboys spent more to acquire Mingo than they got in exchange for Amari Cooper. Thumbs down, everyone. Who else signed off? I want to know that. Because it's not Jerry Jones going, hey, remember that Mingo guy in the second round a few years ago? Who else brought this to his attention and signed off? I want to know that. And who in the building, and they may end up being right, and we'll all have to apologize and have egg all over our face.
You don't have to worry about that.
Well, we're on a run right now. The Metroplex and the local media and the radio station is on a run of predicting Cowboy fails and losses. Who in that building said, you know what we should do? Wait till you hang up the phone, leak it to the media, and watch the praise that we get. Like, whose PR idea was that? It did not foresee the backlash and the anger. Not that they need to care or do care, but I'm just curious. Did someone be like, watch this. Watch how we switch this fan angst. Because so far, what has happened in the last 3 days for Dallas Cowboy fans, your season's over. Dak Prescott is going to IR. You're not getting Trey Lance starting as a project over Cooper Rush. 70% of the Tolos wanted Lance. They're starting Cooper. They bought and refused to sell when everyone in the city wants them to sell. And they gave up a fourth. Not a fifth or a sixth. They gave up a fourth for a wide receiver that no one seems excited about. And Carolina was more than happy to get rid of. All that has happened in the past 48 hours.
There's a reason why he didn't say the player's name on the radio with us. Because it broke before the segment was over. There's a reason why. And the reason, there's one of two reasons. One, he didn't know who the player was. Or two, he knew how it would be received and didn't want the smoke.
I think that's a little conspiracy-minded. I mean,
there's no way he didn't know because he was on the phone with us.
Look, until something's finalized with the league office, like Pelissero can report it, other people can. Until something's finalized with the league office, I don't know legality if Jerry can say we're trading for Jonathan Mingo. I don't know if
who
he
cares?
Can talk about it. I know, but I'm saying I don't think he can say that. The other thing is, I don't think it was like a PR win. I think they wanted to get him off the air because if it's not official yet, they didn't want him getting asked about it. And so it was like, hey, it can go, but you got to sit on this until he's off the air because he'll get questions and he can't talk about it directly. He can't mention players by name. And so I think that's part of what was in there. But regardless, behind all that, he's not very good. Like, he's got a skill set. He's raw, like that said.
I mean, he's in his second year, was a second-round pick. That would seem like punting early on someone.
When Dallas,
it seemed like bailing early.
When Dallas has an ability to sit on their board overnight and start day three, they always crush the fourth round. They have, since 2016, drafted four Pro Bowlers with their fourth-round picks. Two others didn't make Pro Bowl, but were Dalton Schultz and Dorrance Armstrong, who are completely consistent contributors. And you've, the last 2 years, said, let's get rid of that pick where we can kind of sit on the board overnight and figure out what we want to do.
What did Dane Brugler say? We'll get his scouting report queued up when Mingo was coming out. Let's hear from the Tolos on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Bennett, start us off. You're live on the Fan. Go ahead, Bennett.
Hey, guys. I guess my first message, of the first part of the message, is going to be to Jerry Jones. You know, a couple weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, whenever he was on the phone with you guys and, you know, reaming y'all out, he mentioned that he had talked to fans and what we all were saying was not in line with what the fans were saying. And that to me just doesn't make any sense. Because if he actually came to, let's say, Section 300 of AT&T and talked to fans, they'd see how pissed we are for the level of incompetence that we're dealing with here. It just doesn't make any sense that we trade for a guy who has a less than 50% catch percentage, who's going to complement somehow our backup quarterback. I don't get it. The level of incompetence and the level of, you know, not caring that his front office has is just insane. If Jerry really cared about the team, he'd step down, not just as GM, but he'd be like Robert Kraft, sit in the background, maybe make a couple decisions, and that's it. He's done.
Thank you for the call. Josh in Virginia listening on the Odyssey app. Go ahead, Josh.
This is the first time I've called in, and I think that segment and then finding out who we traded for was what finally got me to go, let me sit through 10 minutes and call. And I saw Bobby's face, and I was like, I need to. I'm sorry. I need to. I cannot stand the dishonesty that comes from that front office. To hype this up, it's all a smokescreen with Jerry. It means nothing in terms of here's my question. If it's a future pick, if it's a future player, none of the coaching staff's going to be on the team next year. If we're being honest, what are we getting this guy for? That's all. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Well, I'm coming at it from the other side. Okay, I'm just trying to present all sides. You know, I'm FAF.
Yeah, give it to us. Fairness doctrine. Let's hear it.
Fair is blank.
Fairness.
Will McClay. Read what Dane Brugler said, please.
Dane Brugler just tweeted a few minutes ago, said that when Jonathan Mingo was coming out, that he had a wide variance of thought about him across the league. He said there were some that viewed him as a top 50 pick, and there were other teams that looked at him like he was a fourth round receiver, and that Dallas fell in the first half of that. So, Dane had him as a third and his 11th best receiver in the draft.
All right, so Will McClay or someone that Jerry trusts could have sat down and said, we really like this guy. He's playing with bums. He's not even finished his second year. And let's make a move. If it doesn't need to help for this year. This year's most likely done. We're going to have Cooper Rush try to win some games. But getting a young guy in a second year makes more sense right now for this team than DeAndre Hopkins. You could argue that. That could make sense out loud. I'm just trying to provide some alternative thinking. Jimmy in Plano. Jimmy, you're next up on Sean and RJ.
Morning. Morning, boys. I'll be as fast as I can so Bobby can get back to ruining the show, making stupid jokes, and personally insulting Peyton for some reason.
Yep.
It's like you're in this room with us every day.
Let's talk about Jerry Jones, because I think what we're all missing, what the fans are all missing, especially the guy who's up in Section 300 still giving him his money for some reason, Jerry Jones doesn't know the sport of football. What are his accomplishments? He hired Jerry Jones, and he approved the most lopsided trade. I call it the trade so lopsided even Jerry Jones couldn't screw it up. What has he done? He overpaid Dak?
Well, they have won 12 games for 3 straight years. That is impressive.
They beat – who did they beat?
Everyone on their schedule. Yeah. I mean, 12 wins is impressive. Like, no one thinks that the Cowboys going into a year are going to suck. You at least have to give them that.
What are they doing in the playoffs? Why do we do this, guys? Why do we do this? Is it for Super Bowls, or is it so Bobby can back every
All right. I knew that one was going south. Right. Come on. Don't get personal. Don't go over
that's
the line
That's boy.
It.
That's ruined the morning show drop, Jimmy.
Oh, is it?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daniel and Irving, you're next up here on 105 Through the Fan. The Cowboys trade a fourth-round pick for Jonathan Mingo, Panthers wide receiver. Go ahead, Dan.
Man, I just don't even know what we're doing anymore. All I got to say is, can we trade Jerry Jones?
Cannot. Jane tweeted, another talent evaluator sends a throw-up emoji, quote, that should have been a 6-for-7 pick swap. Yeah, man. Like, when you're in this team situation and all they've told us is draft capital. We have to have draft capital. We have to have cheap players. It has to be young players. The young players need to step up. Then you give up a fourth. I don't care about a 6. I don't care. A fourth? That stings. That stings right there.
What would they have given up for Cooper Kupp? They would have given up a first, probably.
2 ones.
Bro, if I'm every team, I'm lighting up their phone lines.
Oh, yeah.
I'm lighting them up to see how many calls are they going to take today to see what type of, can I rip them off?
Jerry, I think, sorry, Bobby, I think he's still like, he said all in, fans criticized him, said, you didn't really go all in. And he's like, well, now I'm going to show you what all in means. I'm going to show you I really mean it. This is still part of it.
I want to know who picked up the phone. Did Carolina call them and gave them something, or did Dallas go looking for this?
Saul in Odessa. Saul, you're next up here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First of all, good morning.
Morning.
Okay, a couple of things. First of all, Travis Hunter, remember that name. That's what we need to get. Second of all, I heard this guy on YouTube say, believe it or not, it's the fans' fault because we continue to buy the merch. We continue to go to the games. We need to make a stand and say, you know what? You don't care about us, We're not going to give a crap about you. We'll quit going to the games. You start hitting them in the pocketbook and where it hurts, that's where it's going to matter, guys. We need to make a stand, because if not, Jerry Jones doesn't care. He's going to continue to smile and be like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And in reality, sorry if I'm not supposed to say this, but he's not going to do a damn thing because he doesn't care what we think. At the end of the day, as long as he lines his pockets, that's what he cares about. I'm sorry to say it.
Thank you for the call, boss. You're appreciated.
Appreciate it.
Tate in Fort Worth. Tate, you are up next. What?
Bobby had zero energy in the "you're appreciated." You're appreciated.
Go ahead, Tate.
Y'all are appreciated, of course. Well, I'm just going to make it as simple as possible for two things. First of all, happy election day. I voted. And,
it's a wonderful day.
This administration is going to be better with all of us. If you vote for me, you're my friend. If you don't, you're an idiot. And then second, Jerry's just going to keep selling to fill up his pockets like Walter White did for his family. And that's just who he is and everything. And, of course, love you all very much. And, yeah.
Thanks, Tate. Man, how do we not have the greatest sports talk audience of them all? All the inside jokes, all the impressions.
Our listeners are the best, okay? They say how big they are, how great they are.
How sarcastic is Mike going to be?
Amazing clubhead speed.
Bobby may have to leave Crosstalk with Bassett coming in here going, Super Bowl, we did it! We did it, baby! He was trying to taunt me. You can't taunt me now. I've already been broken. Ask the guys. Nothing but laughter. Bobby's not there yet. There's nothing to do but laugh right now at this point.
Wonderful.
Because right now, our next 3 or 4 years in this industry, in this business, All I can do is laugh. It's not looking great. It is not looking fantastic. And Bobby is physically ill. Let's crosstalk with a KMC masterpiece next.
Handoff, Kareem Hunt, right side, powering. He is. Give it to him. Touchdown, Kansas City. It's a walk-off touchdown by Kareem Hunt, and the Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated at 8-0, the only unbeaten team in the National Football League.
I played that for someone wearing their Chiefs hat today. During
I have two Chiefs hats.
Crosstalk.
A red and a white.
With the KMC masterpiece. That was the call on Chiefs Radio. Kansas City remains undefeated with the walk-off win over Tampa Bay. Who else was going crazy that Todd Bowles decided not to go for two?
Me. Yeah, we talked about it before the show. It just didn't make sense. You're the worst team. You go for two.
My Twitter at In the Majors, they decided. Yeah, I'm just giving myself a plug there. I said, go for two, you cowards. So, yeah, because that's what you do on the road. You go for two. You go for the win. Mike went through all the things, as Mike does, in the conference room, and was like, maybe in playoffs you have a different approach to this, but, man, you're on the road. Go for the win. Get this thing taken care of, because there's no guarantee you're getting the ball back against Patrick Mahomes.
Just real quick, you said Patrick Mahomes, right?
Yeah.
And we all think he's very good.
He
is
a very good quarterback,
except for Bobby.
Yes.
Well, Bobby, I got bad news for you and good news for everyone else. I have now officially procured an autographed Patrick Mahomes jersey from the Hunt family for Peace-a-thon.
All right.
So you're telling me they're literally giving those things away.
Yeah, they're giving them to My Possibilities, all right, so that they can make a lot of money.
What is coming up on the show today?
Guys, we start the noon off with Mike asking all the football questions.
Oh,
that's our noon segment today.
Noon,
I'm really excited about that.
I thought it was
10:20. Yeah.
Got to switch it up sometime.
Well, a machine.
And then at 10, and then the rest of the day, it's all election talk. It's all politics from here on.
Oh, my God, it is.
Is that not it? I have this question, and maybe I'm going to really regret it. And, Sean, maybe you're going to regret me asking it.
I've already used the dump button once this hour.
Bobby,
mm-hmm.
I respect your football opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I think you put a lot of work into watching football, into talking to people around the league, into talking to reporters, into talking to NFL Network people, to try to get the best information and the best opinion you can have. I'm dead serious. I'm trying to give you all these compliments because I don't get this. I don't get your quarterback takes. That's the one thing that you are, in a way, totally different from, like, what Kurt Warner would say or what Troy Aikman would say. Or I don't get where you. I think you are.
Are you talking about the Mahomes thing? In addition,
Mahomes is good.
The Dak he's a very thing. Like I get confused on your quarterback takes because they don't. Maybe I'm wrong here. They don't seem to come from like former quarterbacks. Scouts, you seem to get like great information from, and I love your information on football. I just get really confused on your quarterback takes.
So I would say the Mahomes thing. I don't think Mahomes is bad. Mahomes is clearly the best quarterback in the NFL. Mahomes has not been very good this year. That's just accurate, and I think most every analyst would look at it and say he's not played very well for most of the year. Dak, I think that's a touch point where people do split. We're generally. People who played the position and look at him say that Dak is better than the masses do. And so I think that is closer to being in line. I'm maybe a little bit more of a fan of him than some others, but there are definitely analysts who have him right where I do. Kurt Warner's top a little lower.
Do you have him top five quarterback in the NFL?
I think when he's at his best, that's where he's like borderline. I think more consistently, it's between 5 and 9 at any given moment, generally. Except like when he's playing right where he is right now, which is he's outside the top 20 with the way he's played this year. And then, yeah, Lamar Jackson's just a running back, so I don't even bother listening.
Despite the fact that he has more than 250 yards passing in 5 straight games.
You got to sprinkle in 20% troll and 20%.
Brian Anger can throw football too.
Just winning the argument. You know what I mean? If you injected it with Truce, I'm like, he has praised the Ravens. He thinks the Ravens are a legitimate threat. A lot of that has, he's got a lot of Jerry in him terms of just stubbornness. He won't. It's winning the argument. It's winning the fight.
No, I view Lamar Jackson. This is the comparison I made to somebody recently. I view Lamar Jackson the way you view somebody like Roger Craig. Where Roger Craig was never the best like pure runner on a football field, but he did a bunch of other things that made him a great overall player. But I'd say like at the position of like running back, what do you do like as your primary job? He was not the best in there. And so Lamar Jackson does a lot of things that are really great and creates easy opportunities for himself. When it comes down to it and he needs to throw a touchdown at the end of the game against Kansas City, he completely misses wide open Zay Flowers.
The breaking news real quick, in case you are just tuning in, the Cowboys trade a 4th-round pick for Jonathan Mingo, 2nd-rounder, 2nd-year receiver from the Carolina Panthers.
So they traded more away than they got for Amari Cooper, Ray?
Mm. They're not good at this. if you're watching the Chiefs game last night, I was flipping back and forth between Mavericks and Chiefs. There was a play that you get I don't know if you get a negative play on it. I don't know how pro football focus talk thing does their thing.
No one does.
To me is this. This is a super positive play. It's 2nd and 5. Patrick Mahomes gets flushed out to his left. He then throws the ball out of bounds with his left hand. He doesn't take a hit because he gets rid of it soon enough before the guy can touch him. And he makes sure it's now 3rd and 5. And on the next play, I believe they get a 1st down because he kept it 2nd and 5. Now, maybe I'm totally wrong on this and you can crap on me for this. But Choppy, I'm going to go to you on this. I think Dak holds on to that ball and takes a sack. And now it's 3rd and 11. And the clock's still running. And so I struggle with like, well, Patrick Mahomes, yes, I agree. His stats aren't great. That's a great play that, in my mind, Dak will never make that play. He will try to extend it or throw an interception or take the sack, which I think is out of the percentages. Taking the sack is what Dak is going to do in that situation, where Patrick Mahomes, 1, protects his body, 2, keeps the play at 3rd and 5 next play instead of 3rd and 11.
Well, you know, Mahomes is like he's reached the point where like no play is over and no game is over. As long as there's time, like that's just the way he is. And
I mean, but he does throw the ball away.
And that's great. You're supposed to, like, that's good.
Dak
throws the ball away. Okay. I don't know if he throws it away at the same rate, but I mean, Mahomes does keep the play alive a lot longer than I think Dak does because he can move a little bit better.
I guess in a way, and I'll get off this point, I'm just shocked that Dak got drafted in 2016, became an immediate starter because of injury, but has all of this time and yet to me still makes what I would consider in your first 3 years mistakes that you're like, oh, he'll figure that one out. And at times Dak will still make what I consider rookie mistakes.
Michael, I'm not going to kick Bobby Wise down today after this trade. Kevin?
Oh, are you super sad about the trade?
I'm not sad about the trade. It's a bad trade.
Yeah.
It's bad. I was just looking this up during the break. of the 126 players, receivers, running backs, whatever, of the 126 players with 75 targets or more over the last two seasons, Jonathan Mingo ranks 126th in success rate. And he is 3 percentage points worse than 125, which is the largest gap between any two players on the list.
I know this is taking it back a little too far, Bobby, because...
We don't go backwards. Ask Jerry.
He's in the league for 2 years
That's
now.
That's all he does.
But go backwards. Do y'all trust Dane Brugler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fans of Dane Brugler?
Yeah, Dane's great.
Except for his barbecue.
What is the Cowboys receiver's biggest problem at the moment, Kevin?
Separation.
Here is the weakness of Jonathan Mingo, according to Dane Brugler. Lacks noticeable twitch out of his breaks and faces a lot of contested windows.
Great. So
that's
you got
for
another
Cooper
wide
Rush
receiver.
To throw it up, or Lance just throw it. Not get it. Tightly contested catches what we need.
I remember last year I was like, okay, they got something going on in Carolina with this. They got a couple things that I'm very interested in seeing to start the season. And then I watched the first game and I went, their receivers are all very slow. Adam Thielen, Mingo, I was like, they're all slower than I expected. And that's why they weren't getting the separation that they needed. I'm not in love with this. It's gonna take a lot for me to see to fall in love with this trade.
Any positive or even like we're not covering? Devil's advocate, Kevin?
I have one.
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm a little stumped at the moment.
Kevin, and I'm not telling you have to go down my route, but it doesn't affect me.
I can't do it, Mike.
I will not let Jerry Jones, who does not care about us...
I agree with that.
He affected the way I felt in my life too much. I will say this. He has millions of people that he... It's really weird. We shouldn't be this way as humans, but it does affect our lives. This trade, I can see in this room how... Choppy's not. Me and Choppy are cool. But like how this affects you guys so much. And I will say this. I don't know Jerry at all. I do know Chris Young. I know he takes that responsibility that he does affect the lives of Ranger fans. It doesn't mean he's going to win, but he understands the responsibility he has.
But I think that's very applicable to the other big story of the day, of Election Day. I'm very invested. I don't think there's any way in hell that either one of the two main candidates give a crap about most of us, but I'm still invested.
Will we have a winner today?
I don't.
I mean, we already do. I'm already a winner. Okay, she's very much a loser. She's never won anything.
Choppy is treating today like the Super Bowl. Super Bowl watch party. He just waiting for 10:01. Get up out of here.
Did the weekend
on.
Make you worried at all? Did yesterday make you worried with the momentum kind of pushing back the other way?
I mean, the poly market momentum pushed back his way yesterday. So
last night. Late. That is true. Yes. But Saturday, Sunday
was her. And generally, historically, the candidate who closes strongest wins. Or the most positive, like with the most positive message.
Whose side are you guys on between Chiafalo and Broadus? Did you hear it?
I guess not.
I did hear it.
80 seconds. How's Mike?
I mean, the best running backs in the league right now were taken in the first two rounds for the most part.
Yeah. That's fine. You can cherry pick that all you want, dude.
No.
If you guys are going to draft a running back, then we need to draft a new draft show.
Carry on.
If you guys are going to talk about drafting a first round running back at pick 11 where you're picking right now, you're out of your mind.
What are you going after?
Because you guys are coming after me like I'm insane for not wanting to draft a running back.
You're the only one who's yelling and your veins are popping out of your neck.
That's because you're trying to draw me off.
It's okay if people disagree with you. It's okay. It's all right. I'm just trying to
find... In the top 10, I've said it. I'd address another position.
But at 11, you're good.
But, hey, if...
No, it's fine. If I pick 11, at pick 10, you don't want to do it. But pick 11, you want it.
I just
want
to take good football players.
I was just trying to learn why you didn't like running backs. That's what I'm saying. And you know, maybe of having the best one. That's all I was trying to figure out. I wasn't trying to do anything. Please don't go after the draft show anymore. Really?
Cross the line there, damn it. Yeah. If you guys are talking about drafting a running back because the guys in the league right now were drafted
for
in the
11,
first round,
years
Derrick Henry was a second round running back.
We're going to have to talk about it. This team took a running back fourth overall. Yeah. The Cowboys certainly would do that.
I'm not worried about what the Cowboys would do. I'm asking you two guys. I'm not talking to Jerry Jones on the draft show. I'm talking to y'all.
You're fine.
So if y'all are going to make somebody out to be a schmo for wanting to draft an offensive lineman in the top 10 instead of a running back.
Nobody's making you a schmo. You're making stuff up now. Again.
Again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.